The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, a Garda investigation is underway into an incident which occurred on Dublin's Henry Street in which a Congolese man died following an alleged shoplifting incident. The Irish Network Against Racism has said it is very concerned about the levels of force used against the man who has been named as Eve Sakilla. And joining us now to discuss all of this is Barry White, News Talk's chief reporter, and Shane O'Curry, director of the Irish Network Against Racism. Barry, I'm going to come to you first of all. Around 100 people attended a vigil on Henry Street this afternoon to remember Eve Sakilla. I understand there were emotional scenes.
Hi, Ciara. Good evening. Yeah, there certainly were emotional scenes. Dozens of members of the Congolese community laid roses and flowers outside Arnott's this afternoon, while crowds sang songs and prayers and chanted justice for Eve and no more violence. Many also carried handmade signs calling for justice to be done. And at one point when there was a group of Congolese women laying down flowers outside Arnott's, there was women on their knees just screaming, crying. Meanwhile, video footage shared online in recent days appears to show a number of men restraining Mr. Sakilla on the ground following an alleged shoplifting incident. Gardaí later arrived at the scene. Mr. Sakilla then became unwell and was later pronounced dead at the Mater Hospital. Now, I was speaking to Jessica and Mulang, who were at today's vigil. They are originally from Congo, but have lived in Ireland for decades. And they said they were shocked by what happened and were shocked by what they'd seen in the video.
So many people couldn't finish watching the video, but people stood around, hundreds of people stood around watching. Nobody intervened. Why? That's my genuine question. Why? This is literally just a thing on empathy. People are lacking simple empathy. It's not a black versus white issue. This is just a human justice issue. It's wrong. It's morally wrong. We're seeing people here mourning somebody that they know. It's a law.
We've been here for over 30 years. This country provided us opportunity to raise our family here, to have a high-paid job. We are taxpayers. We've never seen something like... Listen, I grew up in France. I know this sort of thing can happen in France, and it will not shock us. But in the Republic, it's really shocking.
Okay. Barry, some of those who were at the vigil earlier did claim that what happened over the weekend had a racial element to it. Is there any evidence that that is the case at this stage?
Well, no, Ciara, not at this stage. Gardaí are continuing to investigate all of the circumstances surrounding this incident, and it's unlikely we'll know exactly what happened or how this man died exactly until that investigation is complete and until we have the results of a post-mortem. However, I did speak to one woman at today's vigil who said she has personally experienced racism in Ireland. Coco, who is again originally from the Congo and has lived here for more than 20 years, told me she believes racism remains a serious issue, and she claims she has been followed by security guards because of the colour of her skin.
Sometimes we go to the shop because you are just black. The security is following you.
You have experienced this?
Yes, it's following you. You enter in the shop, they don't think we can buy something like expensive stuff.
Have you experienced this?
Yeah, I'm 45. I have a 45, my minimum wage, 45,000.
You work as in the hospital?
Yeah, healthcare assistant.
But yet, when you go into some shops...
The shop, they think you can't afford to buy something. You can't afford. They're following you in the back, like... Sometimes I say, why are you following me? And when you bring your card out, you want to buy something, they're surprised.
How does it feel to experience that? Like, you're telling me that you've went into shops and you've been followed by security because of your skin colour. How does that make you feel? Like, you have a good job, you've been here for years.
I feel so humiliated because we're integrated. It's not everybody they come here like, they think like, we come to take the job, we come to do bad things, free house, free everything. Sorry, I don't have a medical card. I paid out. I'm caring for older people. I'm caring for Irish people. I love to care for people. I really love it.
And have you ever confronted security if they've followed you?
Yes, I'll tell them stop. I'm not here to steal something. I came here to do shopping. Yeah, if you want, put in front of the shop. We don't want color to enter our shop to buy the things. This is cruel. It's not that good, no. is not good. If you bleed, your blood is red. My blood is red. It's not about color.
We all bleed the same color?
Yes, red. It's just the skin. It's just the skin.
And thank you for that report to our senior reporter there, Barry White. As I said, I'm also joined by Shane O'Curry, director of the Irish Network Against Racism. Shane, good evening to you. What's your reaction to the incident that occurred on Henry Street?
Yes, well, I saw the video. It was sent to me by a concerned member of the community. And I have to say, I got this feeling of terrible dread watching the video, very ominous, watching a video which really had echoes of George Floyd. I had heard previously that a man had died following apprehension for shoplifting that had been reported on Saturday. I had hoped that this would not be a minority ethnic person, for fear of the consequences that this would, the impact that this would have on the community. And as I watched it, I realized, you know, we were watching five grown men pinning a black man to the ground. And then we see this man at the end of an ordeal, which lasts almost 5 minutes, appearing lifeless. And that is a very that's a very distressing thing to watch. But at the same time, I suppose it's also necessary that we talk about this because something terrible has clearly happened.
We do need to point out that an investigation into the occurrences over the weekend that resulted or that led up to this man's death, that there is an investigation ongoing. So we don't want to in any way imply that we know what happened. And obviously a full inquiry and post-mortem will take place. So we will find out what happened in due course. And we don't want to prejudice anything to do with that. So obviously...
Yeah, and indeed, we don't.
I understand what you're saying, but equally, we wouldn't like to prejudge the results of any, I suppose, follow-up investigation by the guards or others. I'm interested in what you said, Shane, with regards that you were very much hoping it wasn't a member of a minority community. Do you think it's worse because it is or it was?
I mean, obviously, every death is a tragedy, and I don't mean it in that sense at all. What I mean is that for minority ethnic people in Ireland, especially since the acceleration of the atmosphere of hostility towards minoritized people since firstly November 2022 and the beginning of the anti-migrant protests and the turning point with the riot in Dublin in November 2023, where acts of hostility, open hostility, are being carried out on a day-to-day basis in an almost normalized fashion against people from minority ethnic communities. This is something that we're hearing all the time. And at the same time, we know of numerous reports, and in fact, we have data to back this up, of hostile treatment by minority ethnic people at the hands of security guards and sometimes at the hands of members of the Garda Síochána. So we are in these circumstances. I am always hoping that another incident doesn't happen, which confirms an increasingly widespread perception among people in minority communities that the streets aren't safe for them and that the people who are there to protect them are not protecting them and protecting their safety. So it's in that context that I hoped and prayed that it would not be somebody from a minority ethnic community.
And Shane, is it your belief that attitudes towards migrants, that attitudes towards people of colour or people from minorities, that they have changed?
I think that there has been since, you know, as I said, I think that there has been since November 2022 an increase in open hostility towards towards ethnic and minority ethnic people. And since the Dublin riot of 2023, this has palpably accelerated. And we, you know, this is something that's been reported to us at all times. There, we are now in a situation where, for many people, there is a climate of fear on the streets.
You yourself were at the vigil that took place earlier today. Tell me a little bit about, I suppose, your impression of the emotion and the atmosphere at the vigil.
Well, I think it was a very raw moment. There was some very raw moments of and members of Yves Sakila's family were in the early stages of grief. So some very harrowing. There was some very harrowing wailing and crying. Very, very much like our own tradition of keening, and it was very solemn. I think that a lot of people were at a loss, as is appropriate, to the bewilderment that's being felt in the Congolese community, in the wider African community, and indeed in the wider community altogether. A lot of people are at a loss as to what this means, and people are very upset and frustrated. But it really seemed like it was a very harrowing and sorrowful moment.
Okay. Look, we're very grateful for you talking to us today, Shane, but thank you very much indeed for that. We'll leave it there. That is Shane O'Curry there, Director of the Irish Network Against Racism.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.